Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear. Stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. LER, Lower Extremity Review, evidence-based magazine. Brian Therapeutics, with attention to nitric oxide and UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader. Jimmy Spinelli, certified athletic trainer, longtime sports medicine colleague, longtime radio guest. He's now back with athletico physical therapy and back at Sports Performance Volleyball. He's returning along with Dr. Mark Sherwood, a holistic functional physician, speaker, author, and I think actor. And the Sports Doctor's in with some upcoming guests, emails. Hey, Jimmy Spinelli, welcome back to the Sports Doctor, my friend.
Especially Sports Performance, always my love.
Now, give us some background, Jimmy, on, I know with the Cardinals, you've been so involved in the world of soccer. You must have been excited with the World Cup. Give us some background on you in the world of athletic training.
Well, being an athletic trainer certified for 28 years, got certified here, actually at North Central College. I went to school out by Kansas City, worked with the St. Louis Cardinals organization, the minor leagues for a few years, worked for Sports Performance Volleyball. This is actually my second run with them. I was there from 04 to 09, left for U.S. soccer for the U.S. national team for the U-17s down in Bradenton, Florida, worked some private practice, and then the opportunity opened up to do some stuff more up here in the Chicagoland, did some stuff also with MLS soccer, Tampa Bay United, great experience at MLS Next Club, and I'm back to Sports Performance in Chicago and back home.
Yes, and the back with Athletico, right?
Yes, Athletico Physical Therapy. Super excited to be here.
Yeah, their founder, Mark Kaufman, was on my radio show at College of DuPage WDCB when he had three clinics 100 years ago.
Well, that's changed quite a bit.
I don't know how many states he's in. He's probably in most states in the country. And one of his longtime colleagues, Joe Bresingham, who rode the low road with me with the whole Evan Lysacek Olympic gold medal figure skating. Well, he was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skate. And so Joe Bresingham, he's been on numerous times. So Athletico, one of the great organizations. And in your return, Jimmy, again, working with these high-performance kids, we always talked about it. Jimmy and I, we did screenings with Sports Performance Volleyball way back when he was here in the 04, 05, 06. Hello, Lindsay Mango.
Yes,
that's one of the greatest athletes. She's a great life coach now, but Lindsay was saying hello when she was the libero on some of those super-duper, I go far back with Sports Performance where I handed Rick Butler, their really first owner, I handed him the volleyball when we were at Sports Fitness Institute with Bob Guida, and he said, "What's a volleyball?" And the rest is history. Bob Guida being the strength and conditioning coach for many of the Olympic teams, gosh, going back to like 1980 when they won. So all this experience, Jimmy, working with these high-caliber kids, there's so much pressure. The more talented the kid is, the more the pressure's there. How have you seen the revolution of the youth sports industry, using Sports Performance as an example, even Athletico, with the new world?
Well, Athletico is the premier physical therapy in the country, in my opinion. You won't find a better organization with the structure and run by Mark Kaufman. They do a great job of evolving over the years with new facilities, blood flow restriction, Normatex. We offer so many services, free injury screenings. I've seen the evolution, athletes bigger, faster, stronger, simply. Like, you don't compete now with more weight training consistently and just putting a whole commitment to what you need to do to be a high-level athlete, you're going to be left behind. So there's so much just competition now. Like, you have to put the work in to be great.
Yes. Now, again, the owner way back, Rick Butler, was a prodigy with Guida, and all of his exercise philosophies, strengthening feet and ankles, rubber bands, balance boards, all of these kinds of things that were almost unique with what you guys put together over the years, paying attention with all that jumping. So again, the mental side, the relationship side, Jimmy, between the coaches, the parents, the kids themselves. I mean, you were down at one of the greatest academies in the country. Was that Bradenton?
Yes, I was down the U-17 national team in Bradenton down there, and a lot of the guys were just on that U.S. World Cup team. Like, five or six of those guys made it to that level.
Yes, and they, again, you know, when you think about specialization, we talk all about, we love every young kid to play all these different sports. That's great. Unless, again, you're a 12-year-old soccer player or figure skater or a gymnast, and this is all, you know, that you want to do. So how have you found the fact that these kids are supposed to be enjoying themselves and that the relationships between teammates and some of the difference between the coaches and parents, have you found that seems the communication capabilities have grown? I'm knocking on wood.
Yes. Yeah, we put a structured program together, communication with the coaches and the staff. We got a high-level staff here at Sports Performance. It's led by Troy Gilp. He was the understudy to Rick and Cheryl Butler. We have a structured, huge program in place. The staff is world-class. We've had some of our staff just recently left for pros, actually, in Europe. We have four or five people. So we're bringing in the elite-level staff to take it to another level, again, to the USAV, actually. We're going back to the USAV. United States Volleyball Association again. So we're looking to win some more national championships. We're bringing that, basically that run from 2000 to 2010 back. You know, we're the top gun. We're always going to be the top gun here.
Over all those years, and it was interesting because, again, Sports Performance Volleyball, one of their claims to fame over the years was every one of their 18-year-old players went Division I. It was an unbelievable record with these kids. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize the highest jumpers in the world are the volleyballers, not necessarily the basketball players. I don't know if I'm on the money with that, Jimmy, but what do you think?
Yeah, you're pretty spot on there. You're talking 11 feet, 10 feet plus for ladies, no question.
And the idea and explosion, again, of women's sports. Again, Sports Performance Volleyball, like I was just mentioning, Lindsay, her teammates and whatever, these were these women's teams that were perpetual national competitors and champions. And the revolution, you know, you've lived right through it, all of these different changes. The young girl athlete, different world.
They're a special breed. They really are. They put so much work in and effort. We're currently in our preseason. The boys are starting their season. The girls are in kind of their off-season preseason workouts. We're having huge numbers coming in the weight room. Everything's really well-structured here. We're looking to make that run back to the national title again next year. I'm super excited to be back here to make it happen with Sports Performance and Athletico.
You're right, man. I'm with you. You know, I don't know how many kids we saw together that became some of our orthotic hotshots. As we started making the world of volleyball aware of the fact that, again, me as a foot specialist, half the girls in volleyball, at least, that I saw forever were knee trouble. And we had to get that point across when we were talking about the biomechanics and the role of the foot and what it was like to be jumping 10,000 times a week and trying to do the two things that you always made a big deal out of, Jim Spinelli. And number one was, can we prevent problems?
Yes,
injuries,
we can.
Physically and mentally. And can we enhance performance? You want to
yes.
be a step or two quicker? You want to jump higher? Guida was all about, you got to land softer. If you don't learn how to come down with good stability and alignment, you won't live through it with a sport like volleyball. So it's exciting to see some of the the old team getting together, if in philosophy and so many other different ways. And how have you found the argument we had over the years when I would tell you that the world's worst shoes were always the soccer shoes? And we were trying to make a difference because these soccer players, I go back to Arno Steffenhagen with the Chicago Sting, and we couldn't get these guys. You know, they wanted to paint on their shoes and whatever, but I think it's come a long way. I think you helped along those lines, didn't you, Jim?
Yes, quite a bit, you know, and everything starts at your feet. Everything starts at your foot and works up biomechanically to the shins, to the knees, the glutes. You got to have good glute strength, good technique, good landing technique, teaching them proper, not doing valgus. You're not buckling those knees in. We're teaching proper technique of landing and strengthening those glutes and those ankles. It all starts in the ankles and works up through the chain. So completely right on that.
Yeah, right. And as we get into the world of seniors and super seniors, you know, when I wrote the article in 2020 about pickleball as physical, no one knew how to spell pickleball. You know, where we had people in their late seniors just running out there, jumping, running around like crazy and realizing, holy cow, I better be in some sort of shape in order to play. You know, but the world of preventing falls and that whole world of balance and stability has become such a huge part in the world of physical therapy. And Athletico has really led the field in a lot of ways, involving these screenings in many instances, don't they?
Yes, we are the premier place you want to go to. We got an amazing staff all over the region in Illinois, throughout the country. We offer so many good services to get you in. We got so many connections with Northwestern, Endeavor Health, Dooley, some of the top docs. You know, we have been affiliated with Chicago Bears, the Blackhawks. I mean, just big name organizations. Sports performance is big time. So, Athletico,
you know,
is the place to go.
One of my claims to fame, everybody. You know, the Super Bowl Shuffle. Five of those guys had my orthotics in their shoes. I mean, I don't want to age myself.
Jimmy Mack attack. He's back.
Yeah, that's right,
Jimmy
man. We had Dave Buchanan on about a month or so ago, who did so much rehab with McMahon as we were bragging about his headband and how he was paying attention to the world of diabetes. Now, people, of course, could go to Athletico. It's got to be, is it athletico.com?
Yes.
What sports performance volleyball's site?
We are SPVB. So it's at GreatLakesVolleyballCenter.com, GreatLakesVolleyballCenter.com. We got a brand new website. It's completely, like, new, upgraded completely. Like I said, we're working. We're going back to United States Volleyball. Super excited here, super high level.
When did you leave, Jimmy? When did you go down south? When did you leave Sports Performance?
I left Sports Performance in the fall of 2009 for U.S. Soccer in Bradenton.
Wow. So we were talking to you in like another 15, 16 years.
Yeah, it's been a run.
Back. Who is that old guy in the locker room? Wow, it's Spinelli.
Yeah, that's right. 28 yes. years athletic trainer certified. Yeah, I'm kind of the old dinosaur now, but I like to teach and I like to preach and show some knowledge of my, you know, what I've seen all over, traveling all over the world. This has been an amazing run.
You guys still have the jump box that Guida invented.
We got if everything.
If you walked into Bob Guida's clinic way back when with the volleyball teams, you had all these mini trams, everybody with different sports. If the guy was a baseball player, he was bouncing on the mini tram barefoot with his glove on playing catch. He was a hockey player. He was swinging a hockey stick. If he was a tennis player, he made such a big deal about it. He said, you know, work the breaks. You got to work the opposites when you're dealing with, you know, like a sport like soccer with so much running and so much you're changing the direction. The World Cup was an exciting time, Jimmy. I think we're starting to belong in the group. What do you think?
We had a killer World Cup here. I think we showed the world now what we can do again. We did it in 94, but it's got so much bigger now. Spain was awesome. Just, you know, the fans all over the world, the Dutch, the Spanish, you had, you know, the Scottish, they loved their country, the Japanese. It's just massively huge, the World Cup. There's nothing like it. Like the Euros maybe, but the World Cup is just another level.
Yeah, so this was an interesting experience to most of us in America. And we, you know, there was tremendous crowds and excitement, which was great. over the years, you know, it was always the kids play soccer. Hey, that's great. But the fandom and the professional, even though the Chicago Sting and Steffenberger, but now the idea of billions of individuals being so involved, I thought it was really something that'll be. Of course, the women have been floating around with Gold Cup championships for a while, haven't they, Jimmy?
Yes, yes. I mean, look at the MLS, how big that's gotten since 1996. We have over 30-something teams now, you know, and some of the biggest names in the world have played here. Beckham, Lewandowski, you name it.
You know, I wanted to mention, too, before I knew time would fly with you, is that, by the way, physical therapists, people can go to physical therapy and get an opinion and evaluation, learn how to do some great exercises without a prescription.
And you can go in there, do free injury screenings. We can do direct access where we can get you.
Every parent of a young athlete should take advantage of what should my son or daughter be doing as best they can to stay out of trouble and strengthen their body. This is why the chapter in my book is called The Prodigy Sports, where we talk about specialization, but we also talk about do these two things, everybody, whatever your age is. Strengthen your feet and ankles and work balance and work stability. And that's without all the upper extremity tension and the brain health that you guys have been so involved in, you know, again, with the mental game. Jimmy, quickly, give us the websites again. People can find out about all the action over there at Athletico and Sports Performance.
Well, athletico.com. And then we have regional, all kind of stuff all over the region, the state of Illinois, all over the country. But we've got plenty of great options, great positions, great group, free injury screenings. We got direct access to get you in for therapy without seeing the physician for close up to a month. I'm at the Great Lakes Volleyball Center.com, Sports Performance Volleyball Club. The most national championships in the country at 113 national titles since 1981.
Yes. Well, as long as we were involved with them, we always jumped 2 inches higher than everybody else. Step quicker. Hey, Jimmy Spinelli, man, thank you so much. We'll definitely have you back. You know you've been on my roster forever. I want to thank you so much. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports
Doc. Class act. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we're back.
Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We want to welcome Dr. Mark Sherwood. He's a holistic functional physician. He's a speaker, author. I think he's also an actor. I'll have to ask him about that. Mark Sherwood, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, from the physical to the mental, we had a long-time athletic training colleague of mine from the world-class volleyball world. And, of course, there's so much of what you're talking about is I call it the mental game on the Sports Doctor. Give us some background on yourself and the world of functional and holistic medicine.
Well, I've got an interesting background, of course. What brought me here, I was a former police officer, a former professional athlete, and I traveled all around the world as well with the world-famous power team. And you would think, how does that translate to being a traditional naturopathic, functional medicine-oriented doctor? Well,
What sport were you an athlete in?
Yeah, I was a baseball player, actually, yes.
Okay.
So a little bit too big and too stiff for that now, but it was my glory days, let's just say. But I was asked to develop a wellness program for police officers at the time, and it didn't exist. So I started studying, and I found that the emotional component, you know, PTSD, was tied to behaviors, and it just broke my heart, you know, Dr. Bob, and it really, it kind of sets me on a pathway as protection service that I could do more, not just for police officers, but for everyone out there. So that just kind of got me studying. It's like Forrest Gump, I say, started running and never stopped. I started studying and never stopped.
Yes, the mental game where I've had on, whether they're psychologists or psychiatrists, I had a Tao therapist from the Netherlands on a few months ago talking about 2,500-year-old values and principles that make as much sense today in the locker room or the boardroom as they did thousands of years ago. But the new attention, the first baseball player, Eric Soderholm from the Yankees, that I put orthotics in his spikes, 1978, Mark, he had a hypnotist. And the team thought he was out of his mind. Hey, what are you, crazy? That's voodoo. And this was part of the revolution that I've watched over my decades on the radio, as well as being in sports podiatry, where the value of the mental game is now a very big deal. Our friends at That One, the whole podcasting in so many different areas, in self-improvement, anti-aging. You know, I had to explain to these people what the word biohacking meant.
Yeah, I look at biohacking as like a combination of biology, anatomy, biochemistry, common sense.
Lifestyle. Lifestyle medicine.
Yeah.
Yes, I try to keep it real simple, salesman. When I talk about the new medicine, it's number one, eat smarter. We could probably do 5 shows on that. Number two is keep moving. We probably could do at least 5 shows on that. And number three, again, is what we're talking about, is this mental component. Do things to reduce stress. You know, working with the fire department, one of my colleagues is a contributor to my book, Hashtag A Sports Parent, Robert Andrews, who founded the Institute of Sports Performance. He's got a wall of gold medals with the gymnastics team. He worked with the Navy SEALs.
And he was working again on the mental side of recovering from injury. So I would imagine, again, the police department, the idea that they really didn't have anything specific. Well, what do you mean? Half these guys are overweight. This was big news at the time, wasn't it?
It really was. And it really, you mentioned the visual, the emotional part of this. It's a big deal because if you can't see yourself achieving something or see yourself getting better, you won't. And I told people many times that your feelings will change, but you can't let your feelings affect your vision and your purpose and your mission. Those have to follow behind. When feelings lead, everything becomes clouded and shrouded, and you get confused. You have to almost put the feelings in the rearview mirror and focus back in on the goal ahead to visualize it, and that makes it possible.
Yes, the late great sports psychologist Jim Vickery shared the radio with me in the 90s, probably about 5 years. He worked with the White Sox, he worked with the prisons, he worked with education, and he had a couple of bullet points for sports parents. He said, number one, don't be a critic. Number two, you know, be a good listener. But again, the inclusion of the whether you're the best athlete in the world or their grandmother or their son or daughter is a very, very big deal. And the idea of being able to train these mental systems, because it's so much easier said than done. And there's so much, it's like the Wild West. Everybody's an expert and everybody's a coach now. You can't go around the corner without meeting five life coaches. How have you found that challenge in your own niche, Mark, with maybe what you learned working with the police and what you apply now? And give us what's the best site people can find out about you and your work?
Yeah, people can find us at functionaldr.com. And my wife and I have done this a long time. But, you're right. There's a trend out there that everybody becomes an expert by reading a book or certainly going on to ChatGPT or something like that. But ultimately, it takes experience. There's nuances. That's an art form to be able to speak with someone to see and hear perhaps what they're not telling you. And
yeah,
that's
well,
the key
the
point.
Topic, Mark, too, of where people will ask, you know, what is a naturopathic or functional medicine? The idea of paying so much more attention than, you know, what we're used to here in the United States with surgery, a pill, or good luck to you. Have you found that the new excitement about functional medicine, naturopathic, what does that include in your mind?
I think it's looking at the whole entire person, not just the physical stuff, but the emotional, the spiritual, the intellectual, the even financial stuff. It's like the experience of humanity, a human, is a unique thing to each of us. So you have to look at the past, the present, and you also must look at a sort of a vision of their future. And so putting all that together to come up with a treatment program is quite difficult. But I think the key point of that is you have to listen and pay attention and understand the history of the human being when they're talking to you, because the mystery is many times uncovered in the history.
How do you find the relationship between medicine, all the different ologies, the psychologies, the psychiatries, and all these different groups, the mental trainers, the personal trainers, and how it mixes in? You know, again, the spiritual side of the highest level of sports medicine was totally ignored. And now it's included big time in many ways. How have you found the relationship with the, whether it's the pediatric or the general practitioner or any of these ologies in you and what you do?
There is brilliance in both sides of the coin, and we have to pick it out.
Great point.
I'm not anti-medicine. I'm not anti-mainstream. I'm not anti-Western medicine. There's some brilliance there. We have great trauma care, great emergency medicine. But we have, in that window of time, in that space, we've depended upon medicine too much, and we've left out some of the things that can keep us out of that world. So I look at both sides, Bob, and try to come up with the best answer for the person, utilizing everything I know with all that I know from both sides of that coin. And I think that gives people the options, and it gives them the consent choice to be able to pick what is best for them. And certainly, people are not stupid. You know, they're going to gravitate with what makes them better most of the time. And so I just try to lay a pathway out there for them that I like to say is described as a pathway
through
healing.
You know, it's interesting, you know, between the pandemic and social media, the world is turned upside down and two areas to the left. It's a whole different, crazy, high-pressure scenario. I like one of the terms you use a lot. It says a lot. You talk about the changing normal to optimal. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm tired of the norms that we've accepted. In America, we've set our bar about as low as you could go to call that good. And it's getting lower all the time. It's like if you were coaching students, you would never tell them to shoot for a C or a B. You would never tell them to try to miss a shot or try to drop a pass or try to drop a catch. You tell them to win. You tell them to win the race, not to get second. And so why is it okay for us as human beings to be told to finish second or told to average? We have been deceived to the point of just clear out-and-out lies to people telling them you're normal. When in reality, normal's not
the healthcare system, yes. The United States is one of only two countries in the world, New Zealand's the other, that allows prescription medicines to be advertised on television. You have no idea what effect this has had over our lifetimes. And if it's not that, it's the diet commercial. So these are some of these things. And this is why I believe the area of the functional medicine, paying attention to the person and all the different aspects, what's going on in their life. You can't do that in a 10, 15 minute appointment. So this is why it's been really, really great to see individuals with yourself, where you're talking about, you know, paying attention to, you know, training these systems, you know, whether you're a big fan of things like where people are going to be doing some relaxation, they're trying to spend some time each day, they're using some meditation potentially. What's your functional medical institute?
Yeah, it's called the Functional Medical Institute, and we look at nutrition, sleep, stress management, movement, genetics, hormones, peptides, supplementation, emotional health, physical health, and you know, with our 25,000 patients, 5,000 active, we've got some really cool stories of people all over the country and world.
I got a new category for you, buddy. What's their foot mechanics?
I love it. I got to include that, yeah. Man, and refer them to you.
You got to include it. In my surgical career years ago, I would operate on bunions and hammer toes on grandma, who was 75, her daughter, who was in her 40s, and we were seeing trouble as a teenager. So many times when you're talking about, what team did you play for, by the way, in baseball?
Yeah, I played for a team in Australia called the Adelaide Cardinals, and I was actually Rookie of the Year over there. Go figure.
Well, one of my famous guests in Australia is Sue Williams, who is a sports hypnotherapist. And again, talking about the mental game, this is about a big area of hypnosis, again, which was laughed about years ago. When people would probably be, you know, asking me all the time, you know, Mark, it sounds great. You know, my figure skaters 25 years ago were doing visualization. And again, it was being laughed at in many instances. Want to talk more about some of the different pearls that you have regarding the Institute and normal to optimal. We're talking with Mark Sherwood, functional physician. I'll ask him again if I forget that he's an actor. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, what if there was a single molecule that your body is missing that is responsible for your low energy, brain fog, high blood pressure, other issues, including sexual dysfunction? Well, this life-changing molecule is nitric oxide. Your body naturally produces this molecule, and as you age, your natural production declines. In fact, by age 40, you have less than 50% of what you had in your 20s. Dr. Nathan Bryan, who is a molecular scientist, spent more than 25 years in academia studying this critical molecule. Bryan Therapeutics has discovered why people lose the ability to naturally produce nitric oxide. His discoveries have led to the development of a nitric oxide-releasing lozenger, N101. This product releases nitric oxide, even if your body cannot produce it, and actually improves the body's ability to make it naturally. There is no other product quite like this in the world of nitric oxide. Go to www.nlo1.com. Hey, everybody. We're back with Mark Sherwood. We're talking again the holistic side. You know, it's interesting, Mark. Years ago, there was a term, alternative medicine. And over the years, when I would have on Eastern culture, Western culture, there was that term alternative, me or you, them or us. Over the years, my namesake, although he's no relation, Andrew Weil, he said, hey, what about the word complementary? All of a sudden, people felt a lot more comfortable in the, again, in the blending of these different things. And again, like in your institute, where you're putting together all these areas, the mental and physical side. So give us some pearls regarding that institute and what you're trying to stress, maybe some age limits that you deal with in areas of interest.
Yeah, so with us, I like to look at us as primary care physicians, and I'll define that as primarily caring about you enough to keep you out of the sick care system. And so people play on those words a little bit. I look at medicine as being a secondary level. In other words, if you truly care for yourself right and the symptoms are not relevant because everything upstream is working well, medicine becomes further less relevant. So when you look at that like that, medicine's a second line therapy, we're first line therapy. And so
yeah, it's like prehab. It's like about prehab regarding rehab. And again, lots of new attention. My colleague Bob Goldman, 35 years ago, starting the anti-aging. That's thousands now of organizations. But the idea, again, of that functional medicine, the whole person, much more than just our crazy system.
Yeah.
Again, this is, you know, the every professional athlete over the years that I knew in some way, shape, or form, for example, included marijuana, medical marijuana, relax, pain relief, sleep. But if he was caught, he'd get thrown out of the league. So they gave him opioids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. So you're the pain pill world in all of these different areas. So give us some bullet points in what you're paying attention to when you're putting together a program. How many male and female percentages are you looking at roughly?
We probably have about 70% female. The females typically reminded of their health every 28 days for, 35, 40 years, obviously. But they kind of lead the way in health and the men kind of follow. I wish more men would catch up and quit being so reactive, become more proactive. But that's kind of who we get. But we're paying attention to things like mitochondrial optimization, making sure that we have the most basic organelle of the system optimized to create energy for the system to operate with. And so,
how do you test for that stuff? How do you test for these new terms, the peptides and some of these other mitochondria? And people are saying, what's he talking about? One of my newest supporters on the show, Dr. Brian, and the importance of nitric oxide.
Yeah.
How do people get evaluated to some of these values that you're looking at?
Well, obviously, to tag on to Dr. Brian, who's a personal friend of mine, we look at ADMA, and I can see with ADMA if we're getting vascular stiffening. We can also test nitrates with little strips, determining whether a therapy is working or not. We can look at genetics of an individual person of the mitochondria to see how they're optimizing and dealing with free radicals. We can use molecular hydrogen, which is a unique therapy that we use all the time. NAD, some mitochondrial peptides.
So when you're talking to parents, when you're talking to parents of high performance kids, and again, I know you're very involved in the business world. You got people who could afford whatever they need. In many, many instances, we're always talking about the challenge of getting. You know, I'm very involved in this craziness with juvenile type 2 diabetes. That 25 years ago was called adult onset diabetes. We've been talking about obesity forever. How do you look at the earlier the better, or school systems, to try to get some of these principles at least looked at much earlier when we're talking wellness, health and wellness?
You've got to start with inputs of food and water, man. The food is terrible today. It's not even fit for human consumption, and yet we continue to feed it to our kids.
Yeah.
I tell the parents to eat food from the natural sources.
Yeah. Now, we all knew fast food. What we didn't know was that so much of what we grew up on really was, hey, man, this ain't good for you. You know, all this processing and everything. I think now we're starting to pay some real attention. That's why we say on the Sports Doctor, we got awareness, number one, education, number two, and action. Number three, but this shocks a lot of people that, holy cow, a lot of our diet is rolling my eyes.
Yeah, man, we are in the most unhealthy position we've ever been in the history of mankind's existence. People didn't think about that. We've never been more unhealthy than we are right now, and it's not okay, and it needs to change right now, or we might as well just kiss our world goodbye. It's that serious.
Yeah, we can't afford it.
No.
We can't afford one out of every three people being pre-diabetic. One out of every 3 to 5 people in nursing homes are diabetic.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. And so what we're trying to get the point across, everybody, including you and your group, is we've got to get the nutrition and exercise side right away, early, the younger the better, as part of their life. Not everybody plays on a team. And by the time you're in junior high, half these kids are looking at screens and they're not on doing anything athletically. And 10 years later, we've got type 2 diabetes. So that's why I believe that the topics like what you're talking about are, you know, especially with age groups. What are you looking at with age groups? The earlier the better, Mark.
Yeah, we get parents in here that bring their kids a lot of times. I think primarily we'll deal with kids as long as the parents are here. But our patient base is probably 30, 35, probably 60, 65. You know, you kind of get to that point where aging is not for sissies and you realize it, so you want to do something about it.
I hear you. Well, here's my question for all you guys, which is, again, how's your sports psychology skills, Mark?
Yeah, man, I work on that all the time. I remember.
Well, if you're working with the coaches or the parents, again, or the owner or the CEO and all of these different things, and they're trying to implement some of these different things, and everybody's an expert, this is the wild west with some of the west that we're dealing with. But I really, really believe after over 45 years on the radio that we're getting through. What do you think, Mark?
We're making headway, man. There's not been this conversation level of health in my lifetime now, and I'm pleased with it. We're a long, long way to go, but it's a good start.
And again, the idea that the people really not only want to age, they want to age well, and they want to be able to be active for as long as possible. And again, this is when we get down, I keep it real simple, salesman. You've got to pay big attention to your personal nutrition, including I've had sports pharmacists on this new area over the past couple of years, new area of excitement. Have you heard of sports pharmacy, Mark?
I have, yes, and yeah. Great area.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yes, at very, you know, with hormones and with additives and with supplements, et cetera, looking at that. In the area. And again, then getting to number two, which is keep moving. You want to go to the gym, you want to be a runner, you want to do Pilates, you want to do yoga, but the earlier the better. You know, I wrote an article in 2008, Mark, for the school system. It was called Let's Get Them Walking. And I wanted them to include it into the curriculum, but then I realized people would say to me, good luck to you on trying to change what they're doing in school. You know, it might be as tough as changing what they do with the police. Give us the new time with Fly with you, Mark. Mark, give us again where people can find out about you and your work.
Yeah, they're going to go to functionaldr.com.
Functionaldr.com. Again, Mark Sherwood, you're on our roster. We'll definitely look to have you back. I want to thank you so much. But hold on for a minute, Mark. Everybody, we'll be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, we're back. It is the Sports Doctors In segment where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom, maybe answer a few emails. Next week, John Berryhill, he's one of the major players in the That One brand-building podcasting world. He's very involved in the world of artificial intelligence. So we're looking forward to him joining us. And Michael Falquist, who is the CEO of Think Plus Energy, clean, healthy energy environment. All that's going on with these data centers and the electricity and the grids. So he's going to, he was born back in January, bring us up to date on what's being done with batteries, et cetera. The following week, we've got a couple of longtime sports medicine colleagues, Dr. James Stockson, internationally known sports chiropractic physician, a prominent author, the world of the thoracic outlet syndrome and the creator of the Vibrasage. And then one of our area's most popular massage therapist, Michael Fasola. He's worked with I don't know how many different major leaguers and other great athletes. There's some great shows coming up. To Dr. Bob, again, shout out to my friends at That One, the country's leading podcast as well as brand group. We've had a lot of guests over the past, 6 months with that group. So we want to say hi. Dr. Bob, again, pushes the two exercises. We want to go over it again. I mentioned it when we were talking with Jimmy Spinelli, the great athletic trainer today. Whether you are a senior, whether you're a pickleball player, whether you're a sports parent, whether your son or daughter is a serious athlete, at whatever age or level, we want to include, besides what they might be also doing, working, strengthening feet and ankles, and working on balance. The two areas that are crucial to stability, movement, safety. And again, like I was talking to my friends from Athletico, if a parent and or coach an athlete wants to find out some input on a good home program, Athletico is a great place to tune into. And this is something that we really also talk about when we're dealing with the prodigy sports, which is a chapter in hashtag Hey Sports Parents. By the way, people can go to thesportsdoctorradio.com, read all about the Hall of Fame, all about the book, all about the radio show. thesportsdoctorradio.com. And the areas, again, that we talk about to be included with any running, jumping sport, with almost any sport in existence, one of the most common problems is ankle, still number one injury. So that's why we want to have strength in those areas, as well as working on balance, whether we're dealing with fall prevention, with seniors. And these are the two exercises we've really been pushing in the world of pickleball, regardless of your age. I think we got time for a call. Tim says, you talk so much about figure skating and orthotics. Yeah, Tim, I do. We just celebrated, 16 years since Evan Lysacek, the young kid who grew up in Naperville, Illinois. He was 10 years old. We put orthotics in his skates. His coach, the great Candy Brown Burek, 12 years later, he was the Olympic gold medalist. I'm still putting orthotics in the skates of these kids. And we just celebrated our latest gold medalist, Danny O'Shea. Long time. He was like a teenager. We put orthotics in his skates because of his ankle problems. He just turned 35. Part of the gold medal figure skating Olympic team. So usually we're dealing with problems with why we put orthotics in skates. Her arch is hurt. She's got bumps on the back of the heel. His ankles are hurting. Her knees hurt, et cetera, et cetera. But what's been exciting over the decades is the enhanced everything in skating when the foot and ankle are put in their optimum position, which is what orthotics do. Mary says there's so much attention on the internet and whatever with these straps and wraps, plantar fasciitis. Mary, you're right. Plantar fasciitis, an inflammation of the tendon band on the bottom of our feet that connects from the heel to the toes, mostly aggravated in the arch area, also mostly in the heel area, is the most common problem we see in active people, even in people who spend all time on their feet. For years, we've had great success when we would add proper arch support, ideally a custom orthotic, to whatever else they or we were doing. Physical therapy, oral medication, rest and recovery. There's so much hoopla with flat shoes and barefoot. And we always included over the years in sports medicine, barefoot training. We had our athletes working out sometimes on a grassy golf course, on the beach, working those feet. Great piece of equipment, the sand dune stepper, which really is a foam-like piece of apparatus that could really work the gripping power. And again, the plantar fascia, rubber band, great way to strengthen the ankle. And again, we see in so many areas that the plantar fasciitis is a problem. And if you leave out the alignment of the foot, whatever strap or whatever padding or medicine you use, you're not going to get the same result. You have to include optimum positioning. Does this person have a high arch? Are they flat-footed? Are they very flexible? Are they stiff-jointed? Et cetera, et cetera. So the foot mechanics, very, very important. And foot mechanics are often inherited. Gee, the kid's got high arches, just like his dad and grandpa. Boy, she's bow-legged, just like mom and grandma. Geez, the girls, they all have bunions. Points to consider, everybody. See you next week, the Sports Doctor. Thanks, everybody.